Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jake Caulfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger bunts towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Christopher covering. Safe. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground for an out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Vallo reaches second base with a double. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vallo moves to third. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla bunts in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter juggles the ball. That's an error on Suter. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mancuso moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards short. Caulfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to third. Handley moves to second. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. Handley scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Berardino moves to third. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso strikes out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moncrief hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarilla. Suter reaches second base with a double. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Caulfield is walked intentionally. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Stevens fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. Grace strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Caulfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Judnick moves to third. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zarilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Zarilla reaches second base with a double. Vallo throws the ball into Suter, who tags Zarilla trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Judnick scores. Berardino goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. 1 out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Caulfield hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 3 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Desodles now catching. Lum Harris now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Zarilla hits a line drive towards short. Caulfield catches it and tags out Berardino for the double play. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Derry pinch hits for Lum Harris. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace, who is chasing the ball. Derry reaches third base with a triple. McQuinn scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Derry scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 4, Athletics, 4. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Phil Marchildon now pitching. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 3 in the game. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards short. Caulfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moncrief strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dillinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Caulfield hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 4 in the game. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Stevens strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Mancuso. McCoskey moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McQuinn is walked intentionally. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-4 in the game. Chapman is walked intentionally. McQuinn moves to second. Tuck Steinbach pinch hits for Phil Marchildon. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCoskey scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.